The game is in the books, and the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show is on the air on the Blackhawks Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show. I'm your host, Charlie Romeliotis, here at the United Center, where the Blackhawks fall to the Detroit Red Wings 3-1 in the preseason home opener. Hawks fell behind 3-0, ended up getting one in the third, but it was too little too late. They weren't able to get the next couple to force this thing into overtime. Let's bring in Troy Murray. We're going to do a quick hitting post-game show because we're only going up to 10 o'clock and we got a few breaks here to get in. So, Troy, just some quick hitting thoughts on this game for Chicago. It feels like the story was the 0-for-6 power play.
Yep, that was it. I mean, it took a lot of flow away from the 5-on-5 play, and that took away some ice time from some guys. But, you know, when you go 0-for-6, you did create opportunities, 12 shots on goal. So you did a lot of good things. You weren't able to capitalize on it. And the other thing, too, that it didn't have a chance to talk about, this is the first time that they've skated here at the United Center. And if anybody knows what it's like to have ice set, which means it needs to be skated on, and it doesn't chip as much, you know, once you've kind of got everything set in there and you get the Zamboni and they get a real good base of what they need. And I just thought that a couple times when the puck was there, it just bounced away a little bit, and that could have factored into the ice conditions there. But when you looked at it, you know, I thought Colton Dock was excellent in this game. Extremely hard-working game by him, and doing exactly what he was supposed to do in this game. 4 shots on goal, scored the goal, was, you know, had 5 hits in the game. So an excellent job by him, and was the only plus player that I shouldn't say that, because Foligno and Ryan Green, his line mates, were also a plus in this game. You know, those were the positives. I think that there was a lot of good things that happened in this game, but as we've talked about, what John was talking about, the good and the bad. You're going to see some mistakes, and there was mistakes made. You know, Ethan Del Mastro, who's kind of struggled a little bit here in the preseason, he ended up with a tough night, and minus 2 in this one. So, you know, you kind of you look at who improved their, you know, whose stock went up, whose stock went down. And individually you look at it, and certainly Colton Docks went up, and, you know, Renzel made an individual mistake. That'll get cleaned up there. I thought in the first period they were a little bit sloppy in their own end of the ice in their coverage. And again, they're all trying to figure out the new system that Jeff Plaschel is implementing here. But I thought the effort was there. I thought they skated well, and the pace was there. They're just not able to put the puck in the back of the net when they had some chances.
It's going to be an important next few days, especially the final 2 preseason games for some of the bubble guys, because the Hawks are down to 29 players in training camp, but they're technically down to 26 because 3 of those guys are injured, so they're going to go on IR.
Yeah.
So we're essentially talking about 3 players that are likely going to get cut just to get to the max. So Ethan Del Mastro, Colton Dock, guys that are really fighting for those spots. I thought it was a really good game, like you mentioned, by Colton. I still think Ethan's going to make the roster, but he has had a tough preseason. But it's going to be an important next couple games for those guys on the bubble.
Yeah, and you know, you look at a guy like Matt Grzelcyk, expected to sign somewhere during the offseason. He had an excellent year last year, but no takers. He's on a, you know, PTO. And I really liked what he has said during training camp. He said, I can help these young guys. You know, he's an older veteran type of player, and he says, I can help these guys and mentor them. And so, you know, you got to factor that in, because there is such a youthful group of guys on the blue line there that it certainly doesn't, you know, hurt to have a guy like Grzelcyk. And, you know, you got big Louis Crevier, and he's not waiver exempt anymore. So, you know, he could be the guy that, you know, is going to be sitting around looking for that opportunity. But, you know, you look at, you know, some of the guys who didn't play here on defense, Korchinski, Vlasic is hurt, and he was certainly there, Nolan Allen. You know, who's going to get that spot? And, you know, I didn't think it was the step in the right direction that Del Mastro needed in this game. He's definitely going to get an opportunity in at least one of the 2 games. And I'd be surprised that, just because it's back-to-back, that I wouldn't be surprised that if the Hawks call up some guys from Rockford for one of those games this weekend, because you don't want to play the whole group back-to-back and then head on the road to start the season. So we'll see what happens. But some good and some bad in this game. Good opportunities, no capitalizing. Give Cam Talbot a lot of credit. When you talk to, you know, Todd McClellan, you say, you know, how did this game go? He says, well, our penalty killing was excellent, and our goaltender was our best penalty killer.
Right. All right, Hawks fall to the Detroit Red Wings 3-1 in this preseason home opener. It's a quick-hitting post-game show, but we're going to have a full post-game on Friday, so we'll be able to stretch out our long-winded thoughts.
Well, that's good, because that's all I got tonight.
Okay, perfect. That's all I got.
I'm finished.
I got to keep going for 18 minutes. I'll figure this post-game show out.
Perfect.
All right. The shots on goal were 28-19 in favor of the Blackhawks. They outshot Detroit 8-2 in that third period, so they did throw the kitchen sink at Detroit in that third, but unfortunately weren't able. They just fell too far behind. Let's get to some of the ice times for tonight, which are sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. Sam Renzel led the way for all skaters, finished with 26 minutes and 2 seconds of ice time, far and away the ice time leader. I'm looking at Detroit, and I think their highest was 23:28 by Axel Sandin Pelika. So Sam Renzel was far and away the ice time leader. 8 of those 26 minutes came on the power play because Chicago had 6 power play opportunities in this game. Boy, it's really fun to watch Sam Renzel skate. I mean, he just gallops on the ice and covers so much ground out there. Also looking at his final stat total, he finished with 11 shot attempts. 4 of them hit the net. 2 were... 4 of them hit the net, 2 of them missed the net, and 5 of them were blocked. He also had a hit and 2 giveaways. So this is a roller coaster of a game. A lot of highs with Renzel in this game. Also a couple lows, but he really is fun to watch. Connor Bedard, by the way, led all forwards in ice time with 22 minutes and 41 seconds. Really nice performance by Colton Dock in this game. Scored a goal. Was one of 3 players that had a +1 rating in this game. He also had 4 shots on goal, 5 hits, and also had 5 shot attempts. So he added one that a shot was blocked. He's one of those guys that needed to perform well to kind of stay on the radar for Chicago to make sure that he's an everyday player as the Hawks prepare to make their cuts. And so I thought he's had a really strong preseason overall, but a really nice performance out of Colton. Really quick, too, Alex Vlasic didn't play in this game because of a lower body injury. He left Sunday's game early because He got cut in the leg with a skate, and if you saw the video on social media, he looks down at his skate and clearly recognizes that something has kind of pierced his sock area. Fortunately, Jeff Blashill said this morning after morning skate that Vlasic was wearing a cut-resistant sock, and we're seeing more and more people, players start to use this because it just doesn't seem like it's a freak accident anymore. It seems like it's happening more and more, and so fortunately he was wearing those cut-resistant socks, but I guess the Hawks coaching staff is going to talk to the players about potentially even increasing the level of those socks just to strengthen them so that way it can avoid potential serious injury down the road. So fortunately, Vlasic, it wasn't a severe wound. He isn't expected to play in the final 2 preseason games for Chicago, but they are hopeful that he will be ready for opening day against the Florida Panthers. So good news there. The next 2 games for Chicago will be here at the United Center, one on Friday, then one on Saturday, and then Sunday is a travel day as they prepare to go to Florida and face the defending Stanley Cup champion, back-to-back defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers on Tuesday. So we are down to the nitty-gritty of the final days of training camp. And so these next 2 games are going to be crucial for some of those younger players that are on the bubble. With the Blackhawks are down to 29 players at camp, technically 26 with 3 of them injured. Kevin Korchinski is one of the players that got sent to Rockford earlier this morning. And so we expect Chicago to make they have to make at least 3 more cuts to get down to the maximum of 23. And so very curious to see what roster that Chicago fields on Friday. I imagine Friday is going to be more of the NHL-type roster, and Saturday might be a little bit more younger, so that way because Sunday is a travel day. But this is a really big weekend for some of the players that are trying to make one final impression on Jeff Blashill. And so a big game coming up here on Friday. We're going to have the full pregame show and a full postgame show. That's going to be our dress rehearsal. So we look forward to seeing you on Friday here at the UC.